Hello, and welcome to episode number 61 on the Resilience and Grace podcast. My name is Mary McCarthy. In episode number 59, I introduced you to my thoughts about why resilience matters. Resilience is your ability to withstand or recover quickly from setbacks or difficult conditions. And we observe resilience as masculine or yang energy. Cultivating resilience offers many benefits, and I've discovered it is a better path for my journey than the pursuit of happiness. Today, I share with you the importance of practicing grace. Practicing grace creates a balance between the masculine and feminine energies. It is the yin to the yang. I chose grace to be a part of my brand, to remind myself and others that it is something offered unconditionally. We do not have to earn it. Grace helps us remember we are love. We belong. In Kristen Power's new book, Saving Grace, she reminds us that grace is first and foremost a matter of the heart. It's an orientation toward the world and other people that keeps us from going down the road of judgment and labeling, which, in the end, harms us more than anybody else. Grace helps us navigate differences while honoring the humanity of others and ourselves. You might want to check out her new book and learn a little more about saving grace. I also took time to visit with my friend, who's also a minister and yogini, Deb Hill Davis. She shared with me her thoughts on grace. Deb writes, "Grace has a spiritual dimension, and it comes in moments. Moments of grace when we see a reality much greater than we are. We have glimpses of the eternal, heart-opening connections with others. When we make amends and we feel truly forgiven, that is a moment of grace. When we forgive ourselves, that is a moment of grace. It is a moment when we connect with our divine nature that lifts us out of our limited human awareness and perspective." Thank you, Deb, for sharing that with us. I know grace is not always easy to practice. In fact, it can be really hard. I can find myself judging others' actions and words quicker than I offer grace or give someone the benefit of the doubt. Unfortunately, when grace is not practiced, it ends up hurting me more than them. In my own life, I am not practicing grace when I hold on to resentment or anger, judgment, and fear, more than I embrace compassion, understanding, and love. It is in these moments that assumptions are made, hurtful words are spoken, relationships change, and trust turns to distrust. When we struggle not only to give grace to others, but to give it to ourselves as well. So you can even think of a moment when you didn't do your best. Did you give up and get derailed from your goals and dreams? Did you find yourself saying negative things or believing that you are not worthy? Were you hard on yourself, took things personally, or wallowed in defeat when things didn't go your way? I know I've done all this. And there have been many times throughout my life when I have not given myself grace. I want to share with you a beautiful quote by Anne Lamott. I have found that these words help describe how I feel when I do step into a moment of grace. She writes, "I do not understand the mystery of grace, only that it meets us where we are, but does not leave us where it found us." Grace is amazing. Grace is the sweet sound that quiets my inner critic, telling me that I'm too much, too little, too fat, too thin, too strong, too weak, too sad, too joyful, too good, and even not good enough. Grace smooths the rough edges when I don't want to love myself. For when I practice grace, I really am practicing being kind and compassionate to myself. Grace is a powerful tool. I believe it is the original self-care practice. When we incorporate grace into our self-care, which is a pillar of resilience, we give ourselves and others permission to be kind, gentle, understanding, patient, compassionate, inspiring, and intuitive. So the question is, how can you open your heart to discover grace? I'd like to share with you some tips on how you can use grace to guide you and complement that young energy of resilience. So tip number one, look at your to-do lists and deadlines as fluid. Your lists and deadlines are a guide, but they don't have to be the end-all, be-all. When you attach yourself so rigidly to your lists and strategies, it can be hard to allow for mistakes and let life happen. Our needs change. Things come up. Our interests and priorities change. When we make room for life to be fluid, then we can be less likely to judge ourselves and feel defeated. Tip number two is, take a break. Rest is such a critical part of the journey. It is not the reward at the end. And that is honestly how I used to look at rest. Oh, I will rest and take a break when it is done. But if you're like me, that list is never ending. In fact, I dated a guy a long time ago that used to say, sleep is for when we are dead. And I've learned that rest is so important to my health and well-being. And it really is an important part of my health and well-being. So I encourage you to pause and become more self-aware of when you need to slow down and take a break. Exhaustion can lead to bad decisions, mood swings, and negative self-talk. Scheduling rest will help you get to your goals and dreams faster, and I have no doubt you will enjoy the journey along the way. Tip number three, become mindful of your mindset and beliefs. Your mindset is your grace. By switching your perspective and self-talk to kind and encouraging words, you are acknowledging that you deserve happiness, respect, and joy. You can practice mindfulness and develop a practice that empowers you and builds your confidence through journaling, gratitude, exercise, meditation, positive affirmation, and prayer. Tip number three or four, ask for help and collaborate with others. When we ask for help and invite others to collaborate with us, it can bring people closer together. We can learn from each other and begin to open new avenues of communication. Even 1 hour spent in a heart-to-heart conversation with a friend can be powerful. Connecting with others can bring clarity and perspective to a situation. And I have found that it can lighten a heavy heart. And the last tip, tip number five, practice forgiveness and say, I'm sorry. We have all done stupid things, said things we did not mean, tried things that have failed, and given in to unhealthy vices. Practicing forgiveness and saying I'm sorry can help you move forward from a situation. Charles Feltman, in his Thin Book of Trust book, reminds us to acknowledge and apologize. To look at a situation as a learning experience and move on, shifting away from blame and shame. Remember, we are all humans on a journey, not to perfection. So when we mess up, it's an opportunity to practice grace. As we move into winter and the holiday season, I would like to invite you to invite grace into your life and allow it to be integrated with the power of resilience. You can experience the flow between these two energies. Yes, there is a place for resilience, to move forward, to pick yourself up when you're down. But there is also space for grace. And grace lives in our heart. In the song Amazing Grace, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Thank you for taking time to listen today. In the next episode, I will share a meditation at the heart. It is a place where we can discover and practice grace. Grace lives here. May this holiday season offer moments to practice grace, not only for yourself, but for others. My heart is filled with gratitude for you. And as we begin to wrap up season 4, I just want to say thank you. It's been quite a year for me. I have launched a new website that has a dedicated podcast page. I have connected with a brand new online studio to offer classes and courses, special events, making it easy for people in person or online to register and connect. I'm offering wellness coaching and inviting any of you who may be associated with an organization or a conference, if you'd like to bring me as a speaker to talk about resilience, grace, mindfulness, or even healthy aging, please connect with me. Thank you again. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace.